USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hours after a partial collapse of a high-rise condo in Surfside, Florida, near Miami, nearly 100 people are still missing. Large groups of people, some with dogs, are searching for survivors.
We will get the support from the federal agency, FEMA. The president has pledged that support, and so shortly these orders will go forward, and we will be able to bring, in addition, FEMA federal assistance to this site.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Caiva. About half the building, roughly 130 units, were impacted. At least 35 people were pulled out alive. Another 100 people who had been missing have been accounted for. A bipartisan deal on infrastructure was reached, but Democrats are linking it with a much larger spending bill that doesn't require Republican support. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
President Biden says they have a bipartisan deal on infrastructure. Ohio Republican Rob Portman.
This is roads and bridges, but also lots of other kinds of infrastructure, including broadband, including our water system and our rail system, all of which is good for the economy.
Originally, the president was asking for more than the $953 billion in the package.
But this reminds me of the days we used to get an awful lot done up in the United States Congress. We actually worked on it. We got bipartisan deals. Bipartisan deals means compromise.
A man who was sentenced to life in prison for killing two people in what authorities describe as a racially motivated shooting at a Kentucky Kroger has received another life sentence. A federal judge sentenced Gregory Bush, 53, to life plus 10 years for 6 federal hate crime and firearm charges. The sentence is on top of the 2 life sentences without possibility of parole that he received in December on state murder charges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The State Department and the Pentagon are working on plans to evacuate thousands of Afghan citizens who worked for the U.S. during the 20-year war in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said, "We're taking this seriously. We know we have an obligation to these men and their families." More than 17,000 Afghan citizens who worked with the U.S. and allied forces during the war are eligible for resettlement in the U.S. under the Special Immigrant Visa Program. The problem is the process is slow, with the average wait time stretching over 3 years. Observers fear that the September 11th deadline for withdrawing the U.S. forces from Afghanistan puts the lives of America's allies at risk of being targeted by the Taliban after the departure. At least 50 of Afghan's 370 districts have fallen to the Taliban since May, according to the United Nations. Since the Senate rejected an attempt to form a bipartisan commission to investigate the January Capitol riot, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's going to form a select commission.
It is imperative that we establish the truth of that day and ensure that an attack of that kind cannot happen and that we root out the causes of it all. The Select Committee will investigate and report on the facts and the causes of the attack, and it will report recommendations for the prevention of any future attack.
Pelosi says this is about getting to the truth. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.